Well, each new coronavirus case means another case of quarantine. The big focus is on preventing those who are infected from spreading the virus. Well, now health experts are looking more closely at telehealth and digital health options as ways of helping some of those people who are quarantined as the outbreak develops. Our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald is taking a look at how they'll work.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus in his clinic, Perth GP Simon Torvaldsen and his team got together last night to work out a triage plan.
Assessing all the available current evidence, developed a protocol for risk stratification and triage over the phone.
The Australian Medical Association and the Royal Australian College of GPs are both pushing for a Medicare rebate for telehealth consultations related to coronavirus. As the AMA's GP representative in WA, Simon Torvaldsen admits telehealth isn't perfect.
When it comes down to a detailed examination of the patient, obviously that needs more than a Skype or telephone triage. But we're talking here about the initial assessment so that we can direct them towards the most appropriate care.
In tackling a highly contagious virus, the ability to remotely assess patients can be a valuable tool that helps to contain the disease. And the possibilities could go beyond video conferencing and phone calls. Dr. Ali Fadenpour is the founder of Wise Realities, a not-for-profit research organisation for technology in healthcare.
You can have oxygen levels, CO2, you can have heart rate, temperature, you can have blood pressure, all measured and sent remotely through an app to a GP. You can stay at home. You don't need really to go to a hospital.
Dr. Ali Fadenpour says this kind of technology could revolutionise the treatment of infectious disease during epidemics.
There are a lot of opportunities for times like this to look how digital technology can actually help us.
And while not strictly a medical problem, technology can also help with the loneliness and isolation that can persist when places like aged care homes are shut down. Associate Professor Belinda Lang from Flinders University is an expert in health and technology. She says isolation will quietly become more of a problem as quarantine measures increase.
We're seeing now family members who want to visit a loved one in aged care and they're needing to put on all of the protective gear, and there's still a risk that either they may bring something in or that they may take the virus back out with them. So if we were able to use a virtual environment or even just the video chat to be able to bring people together, maintain that social interaction, social connection without the risk.
Belinda Lang from Flinders University, Bridget Fitzgerald, our reporter.